Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's Makisha Clayton Lee. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday for another episode of The Dumping Ground. Just to know, I start off with letting everybody know, introducing myself. I'm a certified life coach, and I always want to thank the listeners who take their time out of their busy day to listen to the show. And you can always go back and check out the shows from day one all the way up until this episode on this platform, or you can also go check us out on the podcast outlets, Google Play Podcast, Spotify Podcast. Check us out. And again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I just pray blessings over your life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I created this platform to be a safe place and a listening ear where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. So, you know, this month, May, June, and it looks like we're traveling over to July. We have been talking to small business owners. Ooh, so amazing. Every week we had a different business owner from different industries. They're coming on to the show telling us about their amazing business and how we as people can pour into their business, how to connect with them, how they started their vision and their mission and their products and services. So, hey, I got to continue the process, right? So I just want to start off with our quote. When you support a small business, you support a dream. Let me read that to you again. When you support a small business, you support a dream. Our goal for 2021 is to become better versions of ourselves. So it's helping and pouring into other businesses, learning about other businesses, iron sharpens iron. This is going to help us become better versions of ourselves. So statistics, you know, I'm the statistic queen. So from Dierra.com, Black-owned business statistics, this article was published December 16, 2020 by a guy named Nick Perry. He said 4% of startups are funded by Black women. Woo, that's deep. He said 4% of startups are funded by Black women. Woo, that's a good one. And it said, Black-owned businesses employ approximately 920,000 people. Man, that is deep. And it says, 35% of Black businesses owners are women. Whoa, man. Nick, you hit it on the head, man. These are some amazing statistics. Thank you so much. So, of course, I just got to slide in there with my special guest. She is part of this amazing Black-owned business, 30% Black-owned business from a woman. She got started in with this, right? Got to be part of the statistics, right? And let me just read a little bit about her bio. So amazing. Lucy Sweet, the founder and CEO of Freaky Nerd. Yes, we're going there. We are going there. Freaky Nerd's mission is to educate, empower, equip sophisticated women. See, you can make this thing sophisticated with the freedom and courage to explore their femininity. What? Okay. She has products. She gives you life encouragement. She got adult novelties. Hello. She got CBD products. Freaky Nerd indulges to bring love, light, and laughter as we go through this thing called life. And she said in her Prince voice, okay? She was born, she grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and the land of funk. Okay, girl. Lisa was raised by some amazing, strong women. She earned several degrees and currently is a full-time educator. You know, educators, there are some smart people, and I appreciate them, especially during this pandemic and teaching these kids. Honey, salute to you. Lucy knew that there was more in store for her life. And due to the employment shortage in 2012, this gave her the push into the world of entrepreneurship. And in this journey, She's teaching and providing insights and topics to near to her happiness and my vagina. Girl, I'm about to bring you on, honey. She said she's with midlife crisis and menopause. She's been having these discussions with different people, and she got the juice. I'm about to bring her on air. Ms. Lucy Sweet, honey, you and this bio are yours, Ms. Lucy. Oh, girl. The hormone changes and the menopause and the girl. We are right in that mist. I know I am. I'm right there. So thank you so much for coming on here, giving us that wisdom that you have to help a poor soul like myself. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I truly appreciate you so much, so much. You just don't understand. So how are you feeling today, Ms. Lucy?
I am feeling fabulous. I am so grateful and honored to be invited onto your podcast. I have just already learned so much listening to the statistics. As an educator, I like to ground everything in facts. And so I am so excited to hear those facts about Black-owned business, Black entrepreneurs, and how women are a thriving part of our entrepreneurial journey as we, as a country, have minimized and sometimes denigrated women as we try to go into the world of entrepreneurship and to put our footprint there. So I am grateful for this opportunity and the honor that is set before me.
Ms. Lucy Sweet, let me tell you, I am honored because I have sisters and that are older than me, right? And your business, Freaking Nerd, right? Let's just break it down. Just tell me how your vision came with this. I know it kind of gave a little bit away in your bio, but just tell me like a little bit more in depth to how this developed and how this thing came across for you.
So I'm going to say this. When you have a vision, follow that vision. As I mentioned in the bio, 2012 is when I actually started to go into business. And at that time, the business that I wanted to start was called the E-Spot. So the E-Spot was an educational center for people, young and old, to come and just learn and to get assets of information that they need to be progressive, whether it's to get into the workforce, whether it was for kids who were in alternative programs or were struggling learners. So initially, my business was called the E-Spot. And so the entrepreneurial class I was taking, they joked about it, and it was like, oh, yeah, so it's going to be an education center by day and then a stripper club at night. So we joked about it. So that's when they made me change. Yes, they made me change the name of it. And so I kept saying, well, the E is for education. And so I had to keep explaining what the E-Spot was, and it was the E was for education, which is another business for another day. But, yeah, I have an educational consulting business as well. But then, so as I have moved beyond 2012, 2016, I was put back in an employment situation. So I started back in employment. So from 2012 to 2016, I was completely self-employed as an educational consultant working with youth, middle and high school students. I loved it. 2016, I moved to Brunswick, Georgia, and I was working at a facility, a vocational center. And while working there, I just kept saying, I'm supposed to be doing something else. There's more. And I would have conversations with women. I began menopause years earlier and didn't even realize what was going on. But while I was at the employer here in Brunswick, I was having the worst hot flashes. I had no clue as to what to do about it. I was having mood swings. I was tripping, to say the least. I was tripping. So I did research. I am a health person. I try to live a healthy lifestyle, and I say try because I am vegetarian, but I am also a junk food junkie. So
I
eat. Listen, my chewy lemon heads, my hot tamales, my Mike and Ike, those give me life. So
I started to see
how the junk food was making me have hot flashes more. So then I had to change my diet. But just in doing research and talking to women, there's we lack a lot of information, and you know, and there's plenty of scriptures that say we perish for a lack of knowledge. So we're perishing for a lack of knowledge. And so Freaky Nerd, I can't go into the whole story of how the name came about, because actually my man used that name, but that's a story for another day. I decided I needed to be out and talking. I had to talk to women more about, you know, what it's like to go into midlife, what it is like to have these hormonal changes, how they impact you, how you can get in front of it, how you can live with it. I had a conversation yesterday and said, you know, hey, I was upset about something, and I didn't know whether it was a hormonal issue or whether I was truly upset about something. So once you start hitting menopause, you have to, you know, center yourself. I practice yoga and meditation, and you have to center yourself and listen to your inner spirit and say, hey, what is that? And so our hormones play a huge role in our daily life. So Freaky Nerd endeavors to talk to adult women as we have to maneuver our lives with work, our families. I endeavor to stay fit. So my sorors will tell you, my friends will tell you, I work out. I post videos of my workout. I enjoy working out, even though I didn't today. I started to, but I didn't. I just strive to live a healthy and full life. And so Freaky Nerd is just that conduit to get with women to say, hey, I want you to be happy and healthy. I want your vagina to be on point. And people struggle to even have those conversations. You say the word vagina, some people cringe. So I talk about sex toys. You talk about the uses of a vibrator. Hey, I don't know about some of y'all, but some of us have problems with our urine, and we tinkle a little when we laugh. And believe it or not, vibrators and other sex toys help because it strengthens your vaginal area if you're not getting regular use.
Listen, Linda. Miss Lucy. I appreciate it from the depth of my heart. You understand? Because I think I know, like you said, you was brought up Pentecostal, right? I was brought up Baptist, right? And my mom, she didn't teach me, and I don't follow her, right? Because her parents probably didn't teach her, right? But like you said, it's so much education, you know, out here that we as women can learn. Like, I'm thankful that I have this information from you and I have this connection, because now I know I can have a direct person and I can kind of like got your website or talk to you, because you do educational consulting, you do all these different stuff. And to me, from you starting off being an educator, see, anybody can be a teacher, right? It switches the game when you become an educator, right? Because when you're educated, you're impassioned. Like you said, you had some kids at your house the other day. A teacher ain't going to have no children at their house. Sometimes. You feel what I'm saying? As soon as I talk out, I don't want no dealings with nobody cheering in that bedroom, won't deal with my own kid. You get what I'm saying? So when you say educator, right, it takes the passion to a whole nother level, right? So when I saw you, like I said, remember I told you when I was talking to you, when I saw your bio and I saw all this different stuff, I was like, this is going to be good. Because this is stuff we don't talk about, right? Like me, for instance, I have PCSO, right? Like you said, my lifestyle had to change. Like, I don't eat meat either. I became a vegetarian. You know, sometimes I'll eat turkey because I that you said I needed a little bit more protein than my meat, and I eat eggs. But I've noticed, like, I had to take out milk from my diet because it was just not, it was messing my stomach. It was just not doing, you know, right for me. And, like, with the menopause piece, the food plays a part to your hormones. That's why I had to learn that with the disease they're trying to diagnose me with. My food, because with the PCOS, it craves carbs, right? And when you are a vegetarian, right, you want carbs. If you don't have the eating all the different other food groups to help balance it out, you'll be eating potatoes. You'll be, you know what I'm saying? But in your mind, you're still a vegetarian. But those things, if you're eating, indulging too much, it affects my belly, you know? You know, so I'm just, I appreciate you from the menopause standpoint, you know, when you're going through your early menopause, how you realize that you had to change the way you eat, change the way you're starting to exercise, you're starting to meditate, you're starting to do something to counteract those emotions and all that stuff. Because I feel like if you don't have a center, right, like you said, if you don't have a center, then you're off balance. You know, so, okay, I'm sorry. I told you I have a gift of gab, so I'm going to shut up and let you talk. This is your interview. Okay.
No, I enjoy that. And that's another thing, you know, and I have family who have PCOS. And again, how is that going to impact you as you move into menopause? How does that, what happens, what is the food correlation to that? Listen, I got sick during the school year. The same student who was at my house yesterday helped me unpack my classroom at the beginning of the school year. And at the beginning of the school year, I decided I wanted to have a veggie burger, but I put cheese on it. I do try to eat cheese because I like cheese, and I just refuse to give it up. So I had a burger, a veggie burger with cheese on it, well, two different kinds of cheeses, because I was trying to be fancy. Well, the next day, I was sick. Just when I say sick, I'm in my classroom unpacking and throwing up in the trash can at the same time. And the same student who was at my house yesterday was in my classroom that day. And I said, hey, you might want to leave my classroom because I feel myself about to be sick. She sat there while I did that. So, you know, I get it because we have to really monitor and notice what foods can we eat, what things bloat us. I went out and ate this past weekend and I was bloated. And I had to drink me some cleansing tea to get the salt and all that sodium out of my system. So it's important. So how does the PCOS impact you as you move into menopause and as you move into 50s and 60s? And so those are conversations that women not only need to have with their physician, but also I believe in even seeing a naturopath. See someone who does not believe in prescribing just traditional medication. See someone who believes in alternative forms of medication, whether it's, you know, just acupuncture, whether it's chiropractic care. I believe in massage because massage, reflexology, those are things that help women get through, but we're so institutionalized that we depend on medicine as our remedy when Mother Earth has given us all the medicine that we need. So, yes, that's who I am. And I endeavor to share that.
Oh, listen, listen. That is something you need to add onto your blog. Like because that is I didn't even know about it, you know, until I start seeing symptoms and different things. And then I was like, wait a minute, what's going on with me? Because it makes you have hairism. You grow hair because your body is not producing estrogen, you know what I'm saying, what you need or your hormones. Yeah, it's all off balance. So, and like you said, if you're going into your menopause years and you are already lacking, like, and so I had a massage therapist on the show. And he brought some statistics. Now, I'm a statistic queen. And he brought in one of his clients that was had three high blood pressure medicines, girl. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And he told, you know, he believes in, he won an award with alternative medicine as well. And he took them, he told them, let's do this study. He said, I want you to come twice a week to my facility to get a massage and see how we can help. Because, you know, we as African American, we carry a lot on us, especially as a woman, right? We carry the mm-hmm. weight of the world on our shoulders, right? And mm-hmm. so he took this young lady through a whole year of helping her. She came off two of her medications of high potential.
Mm-hmm.
She only had one. So, like you said, we could take alternative medicine or different things. We don't have to. Now, science is science, right? Doctors say what they say. They're like, I refuse. I know it's stupid. I'd be like, I hear you talking. But I know, first of all, there's alternatives. And but see, it may take a little longer, but I just need to get that knowledge to know and get it started. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your medicine mm-hmm. I pump into my body is going to start killing my other areas in my life. Then I'm going to have to come back and get it's a repetitive type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
My family is all about alternative medicine and having, you know, massages and reflexologies and stuff. Now, I ain't get the acupuncture now. That you gonna have to.
Knock it until you try it. And it's different levels. Yeah, it's different levels to it. Yes.
As
Black women, as women in general, especially in our communities, in urban and even some, you know, slightly suburban communities, we don't have those conversations about what is best for us health-wise. And so, again, freaky nerd, I'm going to sit up and I want to have conversations. I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be satisfied. So what is it that I can do to assist women, and that's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are. You are here. And let's talk about your CBDs. Let's talk about the benefits of CBD, because I think the TCH part of it got a bad rep, because, you know, from the 70s, we were talking all that drama. You know what I'm saying? And that's not for me. But if it's something that's going to be natural, that's going to help, especially if you have anxiety, if you have different issues, can't sleep and stuff. I remember you were telling me yesterday about getting high off your own supply.
And did. Towards the end of the school year, and it's been a traumatic school year, I became a little anxious and upset, and I struggled to calm down. So I have some anxiety soft gels here that are infused with CBD. And basically, and I have broad spectrum, which is different from full spectrum, because the full spectrum CBD oil has THC in it. The CBD products that I sell, they do not have THC in it, because I don't want anybody
Correct.
Going somewhere and they can't get a job because they
Amen.
Tested positive.
Amen.
So I do non-THC products. I have CBD. It just literally is the cannabinoid effects, they're calming. They help with, they give you a little bit of energy, because sometimes when you're having anxiety, you also get a little depressed. So with that, because you're feeling, again, feelings are all over the place. So you have to kind of figure out what it is. So it kind of calms you and it gives you a sense of euphoria. And it's not enough to make you so high that you can't function, but it's enough to relax you. So I have some for anxiety, and as well as some for sleep, because, again, women go into our midlife. Like you said, we're taking care of families. We have kids. Mm-hmm. We got a lot on our plate, especially, and not to discount my white sisters, but my black sisters, we have a lot on our plate, sometimes more so than others. And we're not sleeping. Other people are not sleeping because I sleep like a bear every night. Like, I can just fall asleep right now. So, yeah, I sleep well. But there are women who struggle to sleep because they are replaying their whole day, all day, every day, all day. And it's a cycle. And so the CBD products, the neurotransmitters that are in there interact with your neurological system, and it's calming. It's just enough calming so that you can relax.
Okay.
It's not addictive. And so I did the last 2 weeks of school, I attempted, and I said, hey, let me see what this is about. If I'm going to promote it, I'm going to have to see what it's like anyway. So that was the perfect opportunity for me to attempt to use the anxiety meds that I have here, the soft gel.
I'm definitely going to have to connect with you because I have some people that really have, they really have insomnia, so they really cannot sleep. Or they probably can get 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, and I definitely need to. And, yeah, they really are struggling. So I'm definitely going to have to connect with you on that. So tell me this.
You have my email, contact at freakynerd.biz. You got my email.
You know I was about to, girl, you hit it. You read my mind. Listen, you read my mind because, you know, I was about to ask you to let these people know how they could connect with you and get these adult toys and all this education and all of these stuff that you, products that you have and services, honey.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Please tell them.
Yes, I have a website. It's freakynerd.biz, and that's freakynerd is one word. .biz, B-I-Z, and I can be emailed at contact@freakynerd.biz. I'm also on Instagram as well as TikTok, freakynerdbiz, and it's just all one word, freakynerdbiz, B-I-Z is at the end, freakynerd.biz. Freakynerdbiz is my TikTok and Instagram, and it's all one word, but then my website and my email have the actual dot in there. So,
you and this freaking nerd, honey. I'm just a stun. I really am a stun. And again, I thank you.
Thank you.
It's been so satisfying to just hear your story. When did you start your business? I know, give a story on when this business came into fruition. When did this business start?
So I actually incorporated, Freaky Nerd actually was incorporated in January, February. And then during the pandemic, I started, you know, writing out plans and figuring out what this is going to look like. And so really during the pandemic when we were sent home, March 17th. So March 17th, and through the summer, I had a little time to sit, plot, plan, and see what this is going to look like. And, of course, anytime you're in business, there's going to be an evolution. Things are going to change. Things are going to grow and progress. I'm in the process now of doing a closeout sale to get rid of everything that I have because I'm in the process of evolving again. So all of my products, I'm about to post them on Instagram as well as TikTok. And whatever you see, send me an email. I'll even post my business phone number, and I will tell you what it is. But how about I have never memorized my business phone number, so I will have it posted in my on TikTok as well as Instagram. So if you want to call and say, hey, again, I do consultations because, again, we have women who are struggling to find a place of happiness and peace. I heard you say that you are a certified life coach. I am not life coaching. I am being a life enthusiast. I want to talk to you about being excited about waking up every day. So that's what I do. I do consultations, and then I will also spend some time, and we will have some sessions together to talk about
hey, what is it? Because, and when you said women are not sleeping, there's a reason. When you're not sleeping, there's a reason behind it. So I always endeavor, find the reason behind the lack of sleep, because it's just not we ain't sleeping. There's a reason for it.
That's a why. That's a why. That definitely is a why. And listen, this is I wanted you to mention that because about when you started your business, because a lot of great business boomed through that pandemic. I thank God allowed us to sit our tails down and really write the vision and make it plain through that pandemic. So that was the purpose of me that asking you when this business starts. So that is so dope to me. I can't wait to you post some products, because like I said, I'm definitely going to get some stuff because I know some stuff from people for some stuff.
I am help. That's all I've ever wanted to do is just help. That's it. I want to bless to be a blessing, and that's what I want to do.
Miss Lucy, sweet girl. I didn't have so much fun with you, girl. I have so much fun with you. You are, I'm telling you, are something special. You, for you to be able to do this, it takes us to do this. And you truly that special person. And I can't wait to see you part, because I'm going to be DMing you like, yeah, girl, let me get that right now.
I'm ready. I am ready. Thank you. Thank you. I am looking forward to it.
Yes. Well, do you have any other things on your heart and mind before we leave? It's been such an honor to talk to you. Do you have anything else you want to share?
Listen, I could talk all day about adult novelties. I could talk all day. So I have nothing. If somebody just wants to connect with me, feel free. I have, because I could talk all day about this.
All right. Well, I'm going to listen. Go ahead and start posting when we hang up. So I can be the first.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I can be the first person to put in my order, okay? Thank you.
Ooh, yes, you're welcome.
So it's been an honor to talk to you. And like I said, when I come to Brunswick, I'm going to have to get with you, April, and LaCrystal. And just sit down and laugh and have a good old time, okay? And it's been an amazing opportunity. Thank you so much, Miss Lucy. Lucy Sweet.
Thank you. That's me.
That's you, baby. That's you. Well, it's been a great time talking to you. And thank you so much for tonight. And just keep on doing what you're doing, helping women, helping us overcome, and helping us to be better, educating us. And so we could be better women for our community, our society, our families, everybody that we're around. Thank you so much for being you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes. Until next time, okay?
All righty.
All right. Have a blessed night.
You as well. Peace.
All right, everybody. That was Miss Lucy Sweet. She gave you the rundown. She got the products. She got the education. She can teach you, help you. She says she's an influencer. She's not a life coach, but she will sit with you with consultation, help you figure it out. So use your resources. Let's support each other. Until next time, Dumping Ground family, talk to you next Tuesday.